There we go. There's the Lifestyle Klaxon, ladies and gentlemen. And that's the part of the show where we go a little bit more Lorraine. Now, a new survey for the Motor Ombudsman, it's been launched today, has revealed the extent to which some drivers feel intimidated by garages. Hands up.
Yep.
Yes, yes, that's me. That's me. Half of motorists have put off taking the cars to a garage for a number of reasons. The top on the list is fear of not being able to explain what's going wrong, which I think is the main problem for me. So. Yeah. To talk about this, first of all, is the Managing Director and now Chief Ombudsman of the Motor Ombudsman, and that is Bill Fennell. Good morning, Bill.
Morning, guys.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Excellent stuff. Alongside yourself, model, TV presenter, car enthusiast, it's Jody Kidd. Morning, Jody.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, really good. Yourself?
I'm very, very good.
You obviously, Jody, don't get scared about taking cars to garages because you know exactly how they work.
No, exactly. There has been a few times where I'm like, really?
Right.
But yeah, no, I mean, I can totally understand. And certainly cars nowadays are getting so, you know, you just plug them into a machine and then you can't kind of go, well, actually, you know, and say, well, that's wrong and that's wrong. You kind of go, oh, okay, if that's it and it needs one of those and it needs new brake pads and needs you, that you've just got to go, okay, you know. So it's becoming more and more difficult, you know. Gone are the days of you know, kind of engines that you can have a little tinker, you know, from your classic, well, they're now classic cars, aren't they? So so yeah, when you lift up the bonnet nowadays, you kind of just get faced with just a big piece of plastic and that's it. So I can understand, and was actually really shocked when I found out that nearly half of the drivers around the UK are put off about going to garages. And this is why I was really, really, really pro about, you know, getting this new motor ombudsman out there and being the spokesperson of it and getting people down to the garages to look after their cars, because we're coming into the winter months now. You've got to, you know, if you look after your car, it will look after you.
Ooh,
and that's the
nice.
Most important thing.
That's nice. I like that. There's your strap line there.
Yeah.
Look after your car, it'll look after you.
Yeah.
Beautiful,
exactly.
Beautiful. Bill, first of all, congratulations, Chief Ombudsman. What does a Chief Ombudsman do?
Well, the Chief Ombudsman really is the commercial side of it. So what I'm there for is to make sure that the business runs effectively, looks after the financials, make sure that all our accredited dealers are meeting our standards, and just really that everything runs smoothly. Also, if the consumer comes along and they've got a query, it will go to my team of people, but the final person that will look at it is the Ombudsman, and I'm over there to make sure that we make the right decisions consistently.
Mm. Hi guys, it's Derek here. I've just put my car in today to get some new tyres, and I phoned yesterday and the guy just popped a figure out. He says it'll be this much, and I just went, yeah, fine. But then you don't, I mean, normal people in the street, they've got no idea what the prices are, aren't they? So is there any sort of tips or advice you could give people like me when they're sort of phoning garages up?
Well, I think the first thing is you want to go to a garage that is accredited to the Motor Ombudsman. So you can go to the website, and I'm sure we'll get onto that. So it's themotorombudsman.org. And I think as well, you can go on there, find which garages are local to you, but always go to get quotes from more than one garage. I think that's always good. Then you know, basically, that what the price is. It is going to vary from garage to garage, but what you're looking for is a garage you can trust and a price that you're happy with.
That's the key, isn't it, Jody? Because wherever you move to, you always lose out on your mechanic, your electrician, your plumber, your general handyman.
Lose
I mean,
them all.
I can't do any DIY at all. I can't even wire
like
a plug.
Yeah.
I can't even wire a
but
plug.
But you rely on
my wife.
I know. I'm pretty good with things myself. Good old DIY. But no, but that's the thing. When you move to somewhere else, you know, you have to almost start again. You have to start the trust, and finding a mechanic that you can trust can take a long time. So that's why going to a garage that is accredited, you've got a certain amount of peace of mind that you could go there, that you know that you've got this whole service behind you that is going to support you. That is, you know, if you do have any problems or queries or things like that. So you know, you can go with a little bit more peace of mind, I think, is really important.
Jody, you mentioned there about obviously entering the winter months now. A lot of people have no idea what to look out for in terms of their car, in terms of icy roads and that sort of thing. But I guess tyres and all that
Absolutely.
Sort of thing you need to check.
tyres, and then you've got to make sure you've got plenty of washer fluid. You've got to make sure that if, you know, you do have a problem and it's icy or it's snowy, that your car, that your phone is fully charged, that you've got the appropriate reflection kit in the car. You know, all those little bits, they do add up. You might have a blanket if you're further up north where it really does get, you know, you get
grim.
colder. I wouldn't say grim, it's beautiful. But, you know, something that you can keep warm, you know, just thinking ahead. But it is the most important thing is to get your car serviced. And it was, as I said, so shocking to find out that almost half of the drivers in the UK don't do it because of worries with garages, money worries, you know, and just feeling, you know, just feeling not confident about going. So I hope that this turns everyone around and they get their cars down, because, you know, it is really important.
And of course, the most important winter prep for your car, making sure you've got enough credit and debit cards in your wallet, yes, to scrape your windscreen first thing in the morning.
That's the one.
That's what works. Used to be CD cases, used to be cassette cases. Now it's your credit card.
It is the credit card. You get frosty fingers, though.
Yeah, you do. Jody, let me be the first one to congratulate you on becoming the new host of Top Gear.
Oh, no, please don't start that again.
Oh, go on. Jody, it's set up for you now.
No, it's not. No, they're quite happy. They're bumbling along doing their little things.
Bumbling is probably the key word there, I think, Jody, is what's happening there.
Leave them to it. I've got a few things up my sleeve, don't you worry. But no, I'm leaving that lot to battle it out.
Was it ever on the cards for you? Because the papers, certainly, I mean, obviously I believe everything I read in the papers.
Yeah, of course.
But there was a groundswell of opinion that you were going to be in Top Gear.
There was little conversations, yes, but you know, Jeremy is a very, very good old friend of mine, and you know, also know Chris very well, and yeah, so there was chats, but no, I'm it wasn't right.
So congratulations on becoming a fourth host on the Grand Tour.
Now that is something I'd love to do, but the thing is, the dynamics between the three of them are just unbelievable, and I cannot wait. I watched the trailer again for the 5 billionth time the other day, and it looks amazing. So waiting with a bated breath for the premiere of that.
It's going to be good, isn't it? That I'm really looking forward to that.
It's going to be ridiculous. I can't wait.
And plus, I would imagine the BBC will be happy with it, really, because it means if Clarkson has taken Top Gear away and called it something else and done something brilliant with it, the BBC can do something with the Bake Off and keep that, and none the wiser.
Let the Bake Off go, Darren.
just don't call it the Bake Off, Jody. There you go. There's options, Jody. Grand Tour, Bake Off, Top Gear.
Yes, my word.
What a position you're in, Jody.
Oh dear.
Jody, if people want to find out a little bit more about the Motoring Ombudsman, whereabouts can they go?
They can go to the website, which is www.themotorombudsman.org.
Marvellous stuff. Jody Kidd and Bill Fennell, thank you very much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys.